We've got the team together with the opinion and selections. Let's get it started. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Great to be with you on this Wednesday. It's Australia Day, of course, and we are racing at Caulfield. And the highlight there this afternoon will be, of course, the two Blue Diamond previews and the WJ Adams Stakes along with the John Dillon Stakes. Let's welcome in the team. It's a very good morning to you, Dean Lester.
Happy Australia Day, Gareth.
Do you think that we will find the Blue Diamond winner this afternoon?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a fan of a few of these, but one in particular. So, yeah, no, looking forward to the day and whether they win today or not, because 1,000 metres to 1,200 is a big difference. So, looking forward to seeing them in action.
Eight winners have won the preview, or won a preview and then gone on to win the Blue Diamond. Do you prefer horses out of the preview or the preludes?
Oh, it's very much individual. Yep. I remember, like, I was really keen on Rian. He won the preview and he didn't race in the prelude, mm-hmm. but being fresh was his sort of thing. But others have gone right through. You know, Bella Spree, we saw win the whole series. He won the preview, the prelude, and the whole thing. So, it just depends if they need racing. Some of these horses last year, we saw the Blue Diamond winner, Artorias, win on the Saturday at Sandown and not race for a month. So, obviously, you know, this is, you know, 3.5 weeks out from the main event. So, they, you know, some of them might need that time.
Warren Huntley, good morning to you. It's a great meeting at Caulfield. Looking forward to the Hanging Rock meeting also here in Victoria. But it's a good morning to our Tassie listeners. And we've got the Kevin Sharkey Launceston Guineas there tonight. And I can't wait to see Alpine Wolf once again. Hello to you, Warren.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. No Turk Warrior tonight, but no. Some interstate raiders. Great to see Patrick Kearney down there in Tassie. But yeah, Kevin Sharkey, well known to so many here in Victoria, and I think he's been sponsoring this race since about the mid-90s, the Launceston Guineas. So great to have Kev maintaining his love for Tassie racing and his involvement down there at Launceston.
Yep, good on you, Kev. And Quinny, Nicholas Quinny, tipped beautifully there on Saturday, and he's back again. Hello to you, Quinny.
Yeah, I'm just recovering from deep dive. Somehow not winning, but that's okay, Gareth. We move forward and not look back.
Have you backed any of these two-year-olds to win the Blue Diamond?
I've backed the Philosopher to win the Blue Diamond.
Okay. What price did you get? He's $8 right now.
Oh, I took $8 this morning. So the plan of attack is wins today and firms again.
Now, it's 7 minutes past eight. Usually there's nine races on the card when we preview a Melbourne meeting. There's only eight races today. So if you've got a question for the team, let me know and I'll ask the lads at this morning. So 0416 90 50 52, 0416 90 50 52. If you've got a question for Dino, Warren or Nicholas for the Melbourne Form Panel on this Wednesday on Australia Day, and looking forward to the card. And the first race, of course, is the two-year-old preview for the Colts and Geldings. Scratchings here in the opening race. You can take out the three, Crowning Moment. Now, we've got Philosopher at $2. Geez, Rampant Lion, I can't wait to see what he can do today at $2.70. Then we have Domei at $5 on debut for the Freemans. Michelotti's had support into $13 now on debut for Griffiths and De Kock. And then Thrombone at $26 here, Dino. How are you analysing these two-year-old Colts and Geldings in the preview?
Gareth, I'm looking forward to the race, obviously. I think Philosopher's the 1,000-metre horse for the 1,000-metre race. I think Rampant Lion, as you said, he's trialled up well. He hasn't run what you'd say exceptional time, but he's run, you know, he's a really nice horse. And I know that, you know, the hype's there for him to try and be the Frankel that wins a stakes race under 1,400 metres and all of that. But the fact are, I think Philosopher, he was running really quick going into that first up win off the jump outs. And I don't think he lost any admirers with that win, and they've tinkered with the gear here and Norton bit on just to help him pace himself that little bit better. I just think he'll be too sharp over 1,000 metres for Rampant Lion, who'll be pegging him back late, and I think he's a really nice horse, and whether it's a Blue Diamond or whether it's more like a Size Produce or something like that, where we see him come into his own, but he'll be hitting the line well. Dormier's a really nice horse. I think he'll be hitting the line well. And I've put in Thronbone next best. But, looking forward to the clash of the top two. And Dormier's just got that little X factor as well, because I think he goes quite well. But I'll put them in 1, 2, 4, and 6.
And on a hot day, with the rail out 6 metres, Dino, how much an advantage, I know this is a small field, but being on pace, or do you think that the sweepers will come into play?
It's a good point, Gareth. I mean, the hard and fast conditions or firming track would think that leaders will come into play, but there's a lot of races where there's three or four leaders in races, so it could be very fast racing, and that will allow horses from off the pace to get into races. So, I think it'll be really interesting to watch through the day because, I've got probably three races there where you've got, a real vie just for the lead, let alone the win.
Which way are you leaning here, Warren, in the first?
I'm leaning to Two Rampant Lion, Gareth, and look, I'm just wondering if I can impose not sending in a question via SMS, but because I've got your ear, I can ask you. It sounds to me like our traffic reporters working from home in the lead into the panel, and there sounded like there was some intriguing little kids in the background there. I'd just like to know what the kids were asking for in the background in the traffic report, if you can get someone to go back and
we'll
find out.
We'll get Cozzy onto that job, Warren. I don't know where they come from. The traffic reports from time to time.
They're not mine.
They're coming from home, this one, I think. And I think Mummy was being asked to do something. But I'm leaning to Rampant Lion here, number two. I know he's going to get better over further, but in a small field, if he can stay in touch, I think he'll be really strong to the line. And I love the way he ran through the line in a recent trial. So I'm leaning to two ahead of one Philosopher. It's a Norton bit on here. He's been back to the jump outs between runs, and he was impressive winning on debut, and I'm trusting that form line. Four Dormier, I like what I've seen from him. He's going to be better when he gets over a little bit further, I think, but he'll be hitting the line well, and I'll put five Michelotti in his next best. 2-1-4-5.
I think we know which way you're going here now, Nicholas.
Yeah, good way to start the day for mine. Philosopher was really nice when winning on debut, began like a shot out of a cannon, but then came back under Damien Oliver nicely and showed a nice turn of foot late too. Win with a little bit in hand. The concern with these jump and run two-year-olds, sometimes they go a little bit too hard too early, but I like the fact that he did conserve a bit of energy through the run and should make it 2 from 2 today. For second, Rampant Lion looked terrific, winning a recent trial by 5 lengths. He had trialled nicely prior to running third on debut in the Maribyrnong trial, but he looks to have come back better. Dormier there in for third. Hasn't been asked to do too much at the trials, but has been strong through the line. And Michelotti in for fourth. My numbers to start today, 1, 2, 4, and 5. Philosopher, a good favourite.
Dino likes the one as well over the 2, 4, and 6. 2, 1, 4, and 5 for Warren, and 1, 2, 4, and 5 as well for Nicholas Quinn. Race 2 is the Ned's Blue Diamond preview for the fillies, of course. Varvia is a scratching, which is the 3, along with Cannoli, the 9. Market tells us that it's a wide open affair. Letizia's at $4 here. That was impressive there on debut at Flemington. And David Eustace said that she's the best of the day from the Mara and Eustace camp. And that is a good push because they've got a few short price favourites throughout the afternoon. Jury is at $3.90. Bistro at $8. Then we go down to the 11 on debut for the Galagotas team. Miss Rosiano at $7.50. Mick Price gave, I'm loving you, a good push. You can get around $15 for her. And Written Swoosh at 13. And Kath Coleman, the assistant trader to Peter Moody, also says that Waltz on Buy is well above average, Warren. So I'm looking forward to this preview for the fillies.
This is an intriguing race, yeah. Gareth, and my top selection's going to want further and may well ease in the market in number 5, Jewelry. But just think, with a number of horses here on debut, and quite a few of them have shown really good speed in the jump out. So, I'm hoping that relatively big field size compared to the boys might generate a really solid tempo, and out of that shoot start, Jewelry mightn't be standing them as much of a start as perhaps some anticipate. 3 wide with cover, a couple of lengths off them, maybe 3 or so at the turn into the home straight. Gee, I think she'll hit the line hard. And the fact that James Cummings is running her here rather than keeping her for the preludes at 1,100, to me, gives me a little bit of confidence. Loved what I saw from her on debut. She was an eye-catcher for many there. She'll want further, but she'll be strong to the line, and maybe she can get over the top of them. 5 ahead of 2, Satin Love, I thought ran well on debut. Looks to have trialled up nicely. Like what I've seen from her at a jump out at Werribee. 1, Letizia, it was a really smart ride, probably a really proactive ride from Johnny Allen. On debut, a lot of them were sitting back near the inside. He just allowed her to stride. She was a bit green, but when she was asked to quicken, she did show that acceleration. That's a good sign. 11, Miss Rosiano. I thought that recent trial was encouraging. Good chat with Peter Galagotis. Not renowned for their two-year-olds, but she's obviously shown that she's up to it. But I could mount a case. I like what I've seen from Waltz on Buy. I like what I've seen from Queen Maeve. Plenty of these could really put their hand up today. I'm going 5, 2, 1, 11.
So 5-2-1-11 there for Warren. What are you doing here, Quinny?
On with one of the first starters, Miss Rosiano, to make a winning debut. I really liked her trial win. She was given a few strides to find her feet before cruising up to the lead and then kicked away to win by nearly two lengths when not really asked for an effort. I think she's pretty smart and worth a ticket on debut. I've got the Wellback Jewelry in for second. Easy to see why the money has come for her. She hit the line nicely on debut behind Philosopher, and I'm anticipating Philosopher will win race one on the program, so that form will look even better. The 4 Bistro was professional when winning on debut at Sandown, and despite the step up in grade, can measure up. And for fourth, number 14, Written Swoosh, won a jump out nicely at Pakenham when slow to begin before swooping the field. Another little push is the fact that trainer Philip Stokes paid $850,000 for her half-brother at the recent Magic Million sale, which might be another little tick. But Miss Rosiano on top for me here. My number's 11, 5, 4 and 14.
It's always a good sign, Quinny, when you're doing the two-year-old form, you have a look at the sales results and see if the trainers have purchased any of the siblings.
Before they step out. Yes.
Hey, Dino, it was interesting having a chat to Dave Eustace. He's really keen on the filly there, Letizia, this afternoon. But he did make a good point regarding wide barriers for two-year-old races at Caulfield.
Yeah, well, you can probably do a little bit wrong and still get across if you've got speed. And if you just miss it a little bit from the inside, you can be, you know, just shoved out the back sort of thing. You don't have time to react. So it'll be, it's an interesting race. With some really good first starters, and I think a horse that, I think she's capable of winning the Blue Diamond Jewellery, so I think she can win today. She'll need every bit of the 1,000, but when you go back and watch that race, Damien Lane restrained her at the start, and just her inexperience, she just overreacted by about two lengths, and then from then on, she was chasing all the way. She ran the best 800, 600, 400, 200 of the whole meeting, so she chased for a long way and kept going. It was a phenomenal run. I think if she just comes out neutral today, three wide with cover and just comes to the outside, she might just get over the top of these. But it's a good race. Satin Love, I thought, in a really tough race on Oaks Day, ran really well. Recent jump out at Werribee, she was under good control, went well. Mark Zara trialled her. She'll run well. 11, Miss Rosiano, certainly the pick of the first starters. She goes along very nicely. Her trial at Pakenham was most impressive. And Letizia, yep, it's easy to like her off that debut win. She can be very competitive. But, good race. But I'm thinking Jewelry will really be strong late. And if she doesn't win today, she'll be the eye-catcher going forward through the series. 5-2, 11-1.
So we take the $11 right now for the Blue Diamond, Dino?
I think she'll be very eye-catching, so yes, I would, Gareth.
Do you think that she's a better filly than Sumatra that we saw on Saturday at the Valley?
I think they're very similar.
Yeah. I don't think James could split them really today when I asked him. I thought if I had to have a... maybe he was leading slightly towards Sumatra, but I might have misread that.
Yeah, very little in it. Yep.
All right, then. So the numbers there for Dino, 5-2, 11-1. Warren, 5-2, 1-11. And Quinny, 11-5, 4-14. 18 minutes past eight. We'll take a quick break here. This is the Melbourne Form Panel on Australia Day as we preview this Caulfield meeting.
Australia Day Racing brought to you by...
True Blue. Is it me and you?
Because he's dancing in the studio today. He's loving Australia Day music here on this Wednesday. We are racing Caulfield on a good four. Expecting a track upgrade a little later on. Only eight races today, so we've got a little bit of time up our sleeve here on the Melbourne Preview. 0416 90 50 52. If you've got a question for any of our panellists this morning, Dino, this is a question from Macca. G'day, Dino. Why are the number of two-year-old entrants so low? Is it too expensive for owners to enter?
No, I wouldn't think it's too expensive to enter. Fillies have got a good field, and the Colts, it's an interesting point with the Colts. I don't know why they're so low in numbers. We had this, I mentioned Rianne a few years ago. He won a Blue Diamond Preview with a field of five or six, and the fillies was a full field that day as well. So, I think I can't answer that for Macca, but, I wonder if it's a really dry summer that colts are a little bit heavier? Are they going Shinsaw earlier or anything like that? Who knows? But certainly the fillies have been well received, and they're cost them exactly the same.
Geez, Brian's up nice and early in Perth. Good morning to you, Brian. Good morning, team. As always, a must listen. I'm looking for some advice on average for a metro meeting. How many bets would the guys have for the day? Tipping and punting are two different beasts, and making a profit can be difficult. I might go to you here, Warren.
I think Brian raises a really relevant point. Sometimes you tip well, but then you don't have a lot to show for it. So being able to construct your punting around what you perhaps perceive as value and then being disciplined are two real keys to successful punting. And for that reason, I try and restrict the number of bets that I'd like to have during the course of the day. But then, like most people, you're human and things evolve during the course of the day and that can change. So I think Brian's valid point is that punting and tipping are very two different beasts. And, I'd like to try and assess the day prior to getting it started and figure out your perhaps, two, three, four bets that you think are your key bets for the day and frame the day around that.
Great question, Brian. Geez, I wish I had some discipline.
I think the best advice is to have less bets and probably have more on those bets that you do like. And if you do want to have more bets through the day, especially if you're attending a race meeting, just stake accordingly. So you might have $10 on the things you really like and $1 on the things that you want to have an interest in.
Let's have a look at the third race at Caulfield. It's over the 1,100 metres. Santelmo's Fire is a scratching, which is the 5. You've got Gillette at 3.50, the favourite. As four at $3.90, Four Real Life at $4.60, Gumama a $6 chance, Suricate at $5 as well. We'll start off with you here, Quinny.
And I anticipate Gillette can make it back-to-back victories. She ran a terrific race when third behind Jezelenko at Bolter's odds and showed that was no fluke with a dominant win here last start. Tom Stockdale takes the ride and expect him to use gate one to advantage, and she can certainly make it back-to-back victories. I think she's a pretty backable quote as well, because there has been money for Asfura, who did sit up on speed at stall last start and put the race away in the blink of an eye. This is hard if it shapes as the main danger and has been popular. The third I've got For Real Life has been racing well in this sort of grade and should get a nice run just off the speed. Again, can feature in the prize money. And for fourth, Gumana, no match for the winner last start at Caulfield, but stuck on well to hold down second after having to work hard mid-race and did look under siege at about the 200-metre mark. My numbers for the third, 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, and 4 for Quinny. How do these three-year-old fillies sort themselves out here, Dino?
Gareth, I think obviously Gillette will use barrier one to advantage, and she ran them along last start and did a good job to win. So she'll use that. But then you've got any of the probably barriers 5, 6, and 7, Shakiri, Asfura, Gumama. For Real Life, we heard Troy Corson say he'd want to be quite close to Gillette. I don't know if he has to be, but she can be quite prominent. I think probably Suricate and No Crying are the two that'll probably stay out of the early speed. I like For Real Life here. I think she's having a really good preparation. She's been freshened up after a really good run to Danny St. Darcy, and that form ties in with a couple of runners here. Go back three runs, second to Rose Quartz, who then won at Flemington. The run, she didn't have much luck behind Luna Cat at the Valley. I think this race just sets up well for her. I think she's got a great winning chance to beat Gillette, who is going very well. She... first up, didn't use her speed and ran very well. And then last start, dominated the race from the front. And now that she's hard fit, third up, I think she'll be, again, ridden for that speed. And she's the main danger. No Crying. Saddle slip last start, took no part. Her first up win was very good. She's got a good finish on her. She can run well. I think she's better as a run-on sprinter. She was tried up to 1,400 last preparation. And Asfura has done nothing wrong in the two wins to date. She was good at Colac, and then again at stall, beating the older horses with plenty of weight, so she can run well again. But no, I think For Real Life gets her chance to win a race. Off that freshen and having been back to the jump outs and looked really good at the jump outs. 3, 1, 8, and 2.
Warren, what are you doing here with the three-year-old fillies?
Yeah, I like the freshen for Real Life also, and I like the form line through Danny St. Darcy, who then came to Caulfield and won following that performance at Moonee Valley, and I do think the race sets up well for her to sit behind what looks like a reasonable speed and perhaps just have that last crack without being too far off them. 3 for me, ahead of 1, Gillette, who's runs this preparation and actually runs throughout her career have been really solid. She probably had excuses on debut behind Libby Armo, but then she's been very good since, and her two runs this preparation would have her right at peak fitness. I'd expect her to ride the speed, give a sight. Asfura's coming through some lower profile form lines, but she's winning in good style. Love the way she dashed away from them last start at 1,100 metres. And Surikate will want that little bit further, probably settles close to last, but will be strong late. 3-1-2-6.
3-1-2-6 for Warren. We've got 3-1-8-2 for Dino, and 1-2-3-4 for Quinny there in the third race for the three-year-old fillies. It's 8:27. We'll just take a quick break here on the Melbourne Form Panel. When we return, we'll take a close look at races 4, 5, and 6.
Authorised and...
This is the Melbourne Form Panel on this Australia Day. It's 8:31. It's quite fitting Frankie asked the question to the team. He goes, hey, lads, what's your favourite Australian movie and also song there, Dina? I think we just heard yours.
Well, you didn't get to the best part, Gareth.
I thought we did.
No, lucky.
Is that the chorus there, Cozzy?
Here we go.
Got to fast forward it.
Yeah, we'll have to fast forward it.
I don't know.
Probably
I haven't.
You probably weren't even born when this was made, Gareth.
But, first time I've heard it.
Lucky to be an Australian.
Your favourite Aussie movie, Dino?
Oh, it's hard to go past the castle, really.
Yeah, it's one of the greats, isn't it? Let's have a look at race number 4, the WJ Adams Stakes. Is that the chorus there, Cozzy?
I think we missed it again.
you wouldn't read about it.
You sound like my ex-wife. Yeah.
Anyway, Sartorial Splendors are scratching. We might be all scratchings after this.
Yeah.
Streetcar Stranger at $4.80. David Jolly was happy enough with this galloper when we had a chat to him on the first word. Enthar into $1.65. Mossman Gorge, the Canberra galloper, first up at $9.50. And Essa La Rocca. Lloyd Kennewell was keeping his tactics close to his chest today, Dino, but he was pretty confident. Well, he sounded anyway with her first up. She's at 4:40.
Yeah, well, it's a field of four, but it is actually a contest, a fascinating contest, because you've got a horse like Esther La Rocca who can lead, Enthahar who can virtually take charge if she wants to. We saw that at the jump outs recently. Streetcar Stranger's got a 2.5 kilo weight pull on Enthahar from the last time they met at this track and distance, and whether Mossman Gorge can keep up early to run on over the top of them, I probably doubt. But look, I've tipped Enthahar, but it's pretty much the ball's in her court to get it right in the first half of the race. And if she does, I think, you know, she's the most talented, and she needs to be. She's getting up in the weights for a three-year-old filly against more seasoned horses, but I'm going with her. I don't think she'd want to put a foot wrong, because I think Streetcar Stranger's really underrated. He's a winner here when Jamie Carr rode him last year. He ran so well in the Doveton Stakes behind Enthar and been kept fresh for this. Esther La Rocca's been given a pretty easy trial at Cranbourne, but she's a fast horse. There was no point, no real need to prove anything with her. She just went along well and got a base of fitness underneath her. And as I said, Mossman Gorge has got the challenge of chasing them down. And if they overdo it, maybe he can, but I probably doubt that. 3, 2, 5, and 4.
Warren, would you take $1.65 for Enthahar, this favourite?
I probably wouldn't, Gareth, but I do think that if she does get it right, which Dean outlined, then she'll probably win again. She's, you know, looked sharp in a jump out, but she's a fast horse. We know we're going to see that. More interested in what Kieran Maher mentioned with Michael Felgate during the week, that, you know, she's starting to show some signs of maturity from a mental perspective and not necessarily wanting to get it all over and done with. But yeah, she looked like she was very keen to get on with it in that recent hit out at Cranbourne. Just think Jai McNeil, getting to know her well, just getting her into as good a rhythm as possible. I'm going with her, but I don't want to take that short quote, because I had some queries about her going into that last start, but she proved me wrong there. 3 ahead of 2, Streetcar Stranger, who's got that weight turnaround and will be chasing hard. Esther La Rocca's a fast horse also. She'll give a sight on the speed, perhaps stalking Enthar, if Enthar does want to roll along at something like the speed that she'd be comfortable at. and that makes Mossman Gorge next best. But you know, he'll be hitting the line strongly. 3-2-5-4.
Are you taking on this favourite, Quinny?
Not taking on the favourite, and if she can reproduce what she did in the Dufton Stakes, I think she will be clearly winning. And that is not just the fact she'll be too fast for them, the fact that she did relax on that occasion under Jai McNeil. Jai takes the ride again today. We know she's had her challenges, but when she puts it together, she's very, very talented. The recent trial, a little bit of a concern that maybe she did overdo it at stages, but she's a fast horse and sometimes they just go to the front and put a big gap on them. And I did think she came under the rider well again late in that trial, so hopefully it wasn't a case of spending all her petrol tickets early. And if she can relax during the middle stages today, I think she's the one to beat. For second, I've got a horse that had a very eventful campaign last time in Esther La Rocca. We saw Esther La Rocca get a richly deserved win at Sandown after racing well in Adelaide and potentially could have had another win there. Streetcar Stranger, who was just nabbed in that Dufton Stakes there by Entaha, and does look another one with a leading chance should something go wrong with the favourite, and then Mossman Gorge in for fourth. But I think you're basically taking $1.65. Entaha does everything relatively well, and I think she will.
The team with Entaha here to win the fourth race, 3-2-5-4. 3-2-5-4 for Dino. Same for Warren, and Quinny's with the 3 over the 5-2-4 in the WJ Adams Stakes, which of course is race number 4. Let's have a look at race 5 over the 2,000 metres, a benchmark 84. Chantria, the 3s are scratching. The rest go around. Designer Chef is at $11 chance. Alminsk at $11. Playoffs at $11. Somerset Maugham at $4.20. Good push for Dirty Deeds for Simon Zara today at $5.50. And then we go down to the favourite here, Unique Artist, Warren, at $3.
Intriguing race, and she's an intriguing horse in Unique Artist, isn't she? Her wins to date have been quite impressive at big tracks like Pakenham and Flemington, but she's a third up winner, and she was terrific winning at Flemington last start. So if she can translate that Flemington form to Caulfield, she was 1,400 to 2,000 metres last start, you'd think she'd improve with that run. She's taking on some more seasoned, older horses here, but gee, if she can translate that form, then I'm leaning her, but again, don't want to take too short a quote. But gee, I think she's got some upside. Looking forward to seeing at Caulfield with the rail out of touch. 10, head of 5, Somerset Maugham. Don't think anything's been going much right for Somerset Maugham. I don't know if Jamie Carr's been doing much wrong either, but just change the bowler and see if we can get a different result with Damien Lane aboard. He'll run well again. 6, Dirty Deeds was on the back up and won well last start. He coped with that. He gets the claim here for Josh Richards. And 9, King's Fall, just maps to watch it all unfold from that inside draw. I think it's a really even race, and you could mount a case for most of them. So I don't want to take a short price about Unique Artist, but I think she's got a great winning hope. 10, 5, 6, 9.
Quinny, what about the speed map here for these gallopers over the 2,000?
It's an interesting one. I think we'll see a couple of them try and be a little bit positive. Looking at what went wrong with Somerset Maugham, do they try and be a little bit more positive last time out? We saw Unique Artist sit just off the speed and let down strongly, and I think Unique Artist will be up there. Alminsk might be one that they try and be a little bit more positive with a few runs under the belt this time in. So I don't know if we've got a natural leader here, but I do think most of the leading contenders will be just off the speed. Would you disagree or agree with that one, Dino?
Sorry, Nicholas.
Oh, sorry. I just said with
my line just dropped out a bit.
So with the speed map, I said I thought Somerset Maugham and Unique Artist would be two that might be a little bit more positive here and push forward, and maybe Vegas Knight and Playoff sitting just off the speed.
The key is Vegas Knight. If he's fit enough, he'll roll along at a good speed. He's a horse that can lead at a good tempo. He's had the two runs in, and he goes to third up, and I'm sort of banking on him maybe taking a chance today. But you're right. Yeah, Unique Artist can be positively ridden. Yeah, Dirty Deeds, as you said, Somerset Maugham, not far away. But, I think it all depends on what they do with Vegas Knight from out wide.
Okay, from a tips perspective, I'm sticking with Unique Artist. Was 26 into 10 when a dominant winner at Flemington last start. Unfortunately, we're not going to get anywhere near that sort of a quote today. Has won both runs over the 2,000 metres and looks well-placed to make it 3 on the bounce. Alminsk, a former import who was beaten under a length last start when stepping up to 2,000 metres. I think it would be better suited over more ground, but can measure up here. As Warren alluded to, Somerset Maugham's had lots of luck this preparation. All of it bad. Was heavily backed at Flemington last start. Not much went right, and hopefully Damien Lane can unlock the key today. And I've got playoffs in for fourth. A good second up record, and we'll run the trip. My numbers here, 10, 2, 5 and 4.
What are you doing in the first leg of the Quaddy, Dino?
Oh, Gareth, this is a very open race, and I've been waiting for three or four of these, and they've all lobbed in the same race. So I'm not going to try and pin down to one and say I'm going to back it, because you'd probably land on the wrong one. Somerset Maugham hasn't had much luck of late. He might be a better Flemington horse. That's my little worry. But he does get the weight. He goes up in weight, but he gets the class drop here. And I'm leaning to him. But playoffs' his run was terrific first up. He looked great. He ran really well. And I think he can run well second up. Dirty Deeds was a good win last start. Drops 4.5 kilos. He's in form. He's fit. He's going well. And Unique Artist, all of her good form has been on big tracks, but then I look back and all of her form's been on big tracks, so she we see her at Caulfield today for the first time. Good win last start. I like that she stays at 2,000 this preparation as opposed to going up in trip at this stage, and dropped 3.5 kilos for that win last time out. But for Quaddies, El Miss probably should have nearly won last start, and Force of Will, Dave Eustace even gave her a mention again today. They keep mentioning this mare that she's going well at home. There'll be a day that she turns it around. She wasn't bad at Warrnambool, and she can certainly run well. So there's a couple of trim-up legs of the Quaddy, but this isn't one of them. 5, 4, 6 and 10.
So there's Dino's numbers, 5, 4, 6 and 10. He's with Somerset Maugham. Warren's with the 10, the favourite Unique Artist, 10, 5, 6 and 9. And Quinny is also with Unique Artist, 10, 2, 5 and 4. The John Dillon Stakes is a great race, looking forward to it at Lister level over the 1,400 metres. Witchful Thinking is the only scratching, which is horse number 9. Age of Chivalry is at $14. Crosshaven at $7.50. Groundswell at $14. Lighthouse, this in-form American mare, at $2. Open Minded, the second favourite, at $4. More Than Exceed at $26. The 7 Biometric at $26. And Excel Lead is an $8.50 chance here, Quinny.
Yes, and it's going to be a terrific race. And I think the school of thought will be that there'll be one bowling along out in front in Open Minded, and Lighthouse will be very strong late. I think that's the Quinella. I've got a leaning towards Lighthouse. She's 4 from 4 since relocating to Australia, and you only get one chance to back them as they race their way through the grades. So as a result, I think she is the one to beat today. But I did think long and hard about putting the 4 Open Minded on top. He couldn't have been more impressive than he was last start. There was a question mark about him running the 1,400 metres, and I think if he gets conditions to suit like he did on that occasion where he was uncontested and as a result was very strong late, again, he'll be hard to run down. For third, I've got Age of Chivalry. He has to lump the 60.5 kilos, but he never runs a bad race. He's got good Caulfield form and should get a nice run from the draw. And a similar story there with the 2, Crosshaven. Nice run behind Lighthouse last start, and again worth including in the wider multiples. I think there's 2 clear winning chances, but my numbers here, 4, 5, 1 and 2.
Is Lighthouse too short at $2 here, Dino?
She's well enough found, but I think she'll win again. It's a good race set up. This is one of the races I spoke of that there's good speed, open-minded. I think he's got to dictate terms to dominate a race to win, and I don't know if he's going to get that luxury. One with his stablemate, Groundswell, Crosshaven from out wide. Age of Chivalry, I think, will be able to get that sit today that Simon Zara spoke of, and even More Than Exceed will hold its spot from an inside draw. And fair chance Lighthouse will be second last in the run, but she can blend into the race 3 wide and then just have clear running. And what I loved about her last win was her racecraft, that she just dropped the shoulder onto not to be missed when she needed a run, quickened down and won accordingly. It was a really impressive display, and she's just keeps doing it. I think she can win again. The one I'm putting in for the Quaddy for insurance is Age of Chivalry. Went far too hard in front last start. They've made the addition, Simon Zara has made the addition of the cross nose band. There's straight away intent that they're wanting to just restrain him. We heard Simon earlier with you mention that. And there's speed in front of him that he can just aim up at. So I think he's the big improver, and he's over the odds. Another one that's over the odds, I don't know if he's a winning chance, but he can run a place, is Biometric, because with the speed up front, he's trialled up nicely. He likes genuine firm ground, and I think he can run a cheeky race fresh. And Crosshaven, his stablemate, Might be a better Flemington horse as he's got older in his career, and the outside draw with speed inside him is not ideal. But I think 4 and 1 are the winning chances for me, Gareth. 7's a good little chance for your trifectas. Next best 2, 4, 1, 7, 2.
Yeah, liking that, Dino, because as you point out, Simon gave Age of Chivalry a good push today. JD Hayes said on the way to the races today up that highway from Euroa, he'd be thinking about what he would be doing from a punting perspective, but he definitely will be putting biometric into his first fours, Warren.
Well, he knows the horse very well. Yeah, I think it sets up well again for Lighthouse. She's just a bulletproof style of horse. She handles all racing surfaces. She's got that burst of acceleration that can get her out of trouble, and that's how she was able to put that race to bed last time. If she gets a nice run in the race, she can capitalise on that and do it in you know, copybook style. But she's got the ability to overcome some difficulty and cope with whatever's thrown up at her. And she's going to get a little bit off the speed here, but there is good speed, as Dean outlined. And I like her again for Lighthouse. She'll need some luck to get clear from an inside draw, but I think Exolita will also appreciate that at solid tempo up front. She's down on the minimum weight. She'll be very strong to the line if she does get that clear air in the home straight. Age of Chivalry should appreciate the likes of Groundswell, open-minded, rolling along, just tucking in behind them with that gear change of the crossover noseband going on. And open-minded, for me, perhaps the best of the real on paces with that race fitness on his side. 4, 8, 1, 5.
Dino likes Lighthouse 4, 1, 7, and 2. Warren also with Lighthouse 4, 8, 1, and 5. And Quinny's with the mare Lighthouse to win again this preparation and remain unbeaten in this country. 4, 5, 1, and 2 for Quinny. It's 8:46. We'll come back with more of your questions, plus the last two races and, of course, the team's best bets and also their quaddies. Of course, our Saturday panel's on a Wednesday as we celebrate Australia Day with the Caulfield meeting. We're up to race number 7 for our preview. It's the benchmark 70 over the 1,400 metres. Scratch 11 and 14. We've got Over the Sky at $9. So Risque looking to win again this prep at $3.80. Rathlin at $23. Show Some Decorum at $21. The Stager at $13. Then we go down to Saint of Katowice, which is a $7.50 chance, and Dandy Man at $7.50 for Mitchell Friedman. Then Paperboy, first up for Gavin Bedgood, at $8.50 with the tab. And Simon Wild gave Thunderpoint a good push today. He's a $4.80 chance. What are you doing here, Warren, in the seventh?
I think they'll run this at a reasonable speed. We heard Thunderpoint from Simon was positively ridden last start. I would think with Linda Meach aboard, probably rolls forward again. The Stager was solid on speed last time. He's hard and fit, and I could see New Choice on the fresh side rolling forward. So I think it'll generate at least a reasonable tempo. A Dandy Man can hopefully tuck in just behind that speed. He's been able to lead at a modest tempo and control a race, but I think there's a little bit more pressure here. He didn't get any luck at all last time when he needed in the home straight. So if he does get that luck, I think he's got as good a chance as anything in an even race. Number 8, A Dandy Man. Ahead of 7, Saint of Katowice, who I thought was solid to the line, just building momentum through the line behind So Risque first up, fitter with the benefit of that run. Might even be looking for a little bit further, but the additional fitness and what looks like a reasonable tempo up front are in his favour. 10, Paperboy, intriguing runner who's going well. First run for Gavin Bedgood. Horses generally fire when they spend a little bit of time in Gavin's stable and have the first run for him, and his form's good anyway. He gets around Caulfield well. He was solid behind Exolita last start. I'm giving her a chance in a stakes race earlier in the program, and So Risque's found that winning habit. I've got him in the mix also. I think it's an even race. If I was playing in it at this stage, I'd be number 8, A Dandy Man, each way. 8, 7, 10, 2.
20?
I've got another one at longer odds on top, but a different one to Warren. I'm sticking with number 1, Over the Sky. Keen on him here each way at around the double-figure odds. Showed he was above average with 3 straight wins last campaign. Jumped out nicely at Cranbourne on December 29. We're not asked to do too much, but finished strongly and hopefully can get the job done here. First up from a spell. Number 2, So Risque, looked under siege at Sandown last start at the 200-metre mark, but ended up winning and winning running away again on the line, a deserving favourite in an open race. Number 6, The Stager, comes here on the back of wins at Terang and Sandown, gets weight relief after the claim and looks a leading chance, will be up on the speed. And as Warren alluded to, number 10, Paperboy, a model of consistency and having his first start with a very underrated trainer in Gavin Bedgood there. So my numbers there in what I've got a very challenging league of the quaddy. I'll be putting more numbers in. We'll get to that at the end of the show. But my numbers here are 1, 2, 6 and 10.
Plenty of chances here, Dino, as Quinny and Warren have pointed out.
Yeah, there is. And again, I'm looking for value. And I think number 7, Saint of Katowice's got a terrific chance. I'm trusting that form between him and So Risque. So Risque won, and he's a winner. He's won 3 of 5, so he has got the winning habit. Saint of Katowice's got a good record as well. And, gee, he ran into not much room when he needed it late in that race. And I think he could have really tested So Risque. He got close enough as it was. So I'm leaning his way. I think, again, this is a race where there's going to be good speed. I think there's some from out wide that are going to have to take their chances and press on. And I think it'll be a busy race, and I think it sets up well for 7 to beat 2 So Risque, but they're the two I like the most. But for the quaddies, I'll be putting in 10 Paperboy. He's going really well, and he's had the freshen, and now with the stable change. 5, Show Some Decorum. Won't have to get anywhere near as far back as he did at Stall from Barrier 1. He's just going to get the really cheap run. He's probably just going to need a bit of luck at the right time. If he gets it, he can win, and I'll be putting Over the Sky in the quaddie. But I like numbers 7 and 2 principally, Gareth. 7, 2, 10 and 5.
So there's Dino's numbers, 7, 2, 10 and 5. Warren with the 8 from the 7, 10 and 2. And Quinny with the 1 from the 2, 6 and 10 in race 7. The final race is race 8 for the mares over the 1,400 metres. You can scratch the 12. Good betting race. Kamika at $6.50. Dance to the Buy at $7.50. Sensationalisation, a $9.50 chance. And then Onsay Yonce at $2.50. And We Go Bam, a $10 chance here, Quinny, in the last.
Best bet on the program, race 8, number 9, Yonce for mine. Hopefully can get the job done for good patient punters who can wait for the lucky last on the program. Was very impressive winning last start. Looks to be racing through the grades well. Should get a nice run and hopefully can salute there at the short odds. For second, number 1, Kamika. Hit the line strongly last start behind Vespertine. Then went hard and set the race up for the swoopers. You'd want to see them coming on late in the day if that's going to be the case for Kamika to be a winning chance, but I think can run into the minor money. For third, number 4, Dance to Dubai. This will be her 6th jockey in 7 runs. So a bit all over the shop. Resumed from a spell with 2 good wins, but a bit disappointing her last 2 runs as favourite. Will be up on speed, and I do think can be in the money. And for fourth, number 6, Sensationalisation. Has never missed a place in 3 prior second up runs, and I think she'll be around the money again. But I don't want to complicate it here. I've got the 9 clearly on top from the 1, 4 and 6.
He with his favourite to remain unbeaten here, Dino.
I am Gareth. I think she's a good mare, Yonce. She sort of crabbed her way around Mornington and got the job done and then went to Hillside and bolted in. And what I think here is that there's a lot of speed and there's a lot of probably weak speed at the end of 1,400 metres. I mean, they're handy horses, but at the end of 1,400, they might be starting to battle. And I think the draw's perfect for Johnny Allen to just stay out of the early speed, just mind his own business, get to the outside, get over the top of them. The one that might come with him and is the other one I'm putting in the quaddie is number 6, Sensationalisation. Ran pretty well first up because it was a slowly run race and a dash home, and that's not really her strong suit. But when she won at Warrnambool over the carnival off a good speed, she ran on strongly, and I think she'll be running on. I don't think she'll beat Yonce, but I think she can at least get into the money. She's a bit of value. 1, Comica is yet to run a poor race in her career, so don't think she'll start today. She ran well first up and she's drawn for a good run. And 10, We Go Bam, who has got that run behind Yonce, and that's the thing. She was behind her. She's meets her a bit better at the weights, but not enough to change things. I think Yonce will win the last 9 from 6, then 1 and 10.
Warren?
She looks progressive, doesn't she, and probably going to go on to better races, likely to add some black type to her pedigree, I think, sooner rather than later. Yonce, I like the way that she ran through the line to win last start and that weight turnaround on We Go Bam. I agree with Dino. I don't think that's enough to turn the tables. 9 for me, ahead of 10, We Go Bam. They'll both appreciate what looks like a reasonable tempo up front, as will number 1, Comica. And I just thought number 4, Dance to Dubai, got into a very awkward spot. She's a much better horse rolling along and getting that clear air. There's some pressure there, but I think she can run better out to this trip and just getting into a nice rhythm. 9, 10, 1, 4.
9, 6, 1, and 10 for Dino. 9, 10, 1, and 4 for Warren. And Quinny likes the 9 from the 1, 4, and 6. Time for the best bets and quaddies. And I might fit in a couple of questions. We are running out of time. And we need Leanne's multi after she dominated proceedings there on Saturday, Dino. Is she taking Australia Day off? Has she got something for us?
You can tell she's had a 20-to-1 winner, Gareth. Yes, she's just nearly on holidays.
Yes. What about your best bets at Caulfield today?
I think Yonsei's the best. Race 8, number 9. The next best for me would be race 3, number 3, for Real Life. The best value is race 7, number 7, Saint of Katowice. The quaddie, the first leg's the load-up leg, numbers 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 10. Second leg, 1 and 4. Third leg, 1, 2, 5, 7, and 10. And the last leg, 6 and 9.
6 and 9, Dino. Adam wants to know, did you see Eduardo's trial on Monday? And do you think that he can challenge Nature Strip first up in the Lightning at Flemington?
Yeah, he trialled really well. He's an amazing horse. The one thing I would say, even early in his career when he was going well, a little bit of an Achilles heel for him was the straight at Flemington, but Joe Pride's done such wonderful things with him. I've probably got to give him a clean slate and say, yes, he probably can. At 1,000 metres, he's matched him in the past and beaten him.
All right then, mate. It's a host of SMSs coming through. I made my run too late, but I promise next time I'll do this, I'll get through all of them. But this is probably the best SMS that I've got so far here, Warren. I understand this is not your agenda. However, Channel 7, numbers, Oz Lotto. I haven't been in the Herald Sun for the second straight day, Warren.
No.
Well, you've got Sean Cosgrove there, who's no doubt got some connections there, I'm sure. Yes. You know, it's different TV. But
Laurie'd have her number.
Yeah, absolutely. He can try and find out. You've got a producer, I would think, before you get off air, you can find those numbers.
I will.
Gareth, I'll give you some quaddy numbers in the meantime.
Please.
First leg for me, 4, 5, 6, 9, and 10. Second leg, 1, 4, 5, and 8. Third leg, numbers 2, 7, 8, and 10. Coming home with numbers 1, 9, and 10. Best bet for me, race 6, number 4, Lighthouse to win again.
So, race 6, number 4, if it's okay, Warren, just your numbers in the second leg once again.
1, 4, 5 and 8, Gareth.
1, 4, 5 and 8. Good on you, Warren. Thank you, Dino.
Thank you,
Gareth. Have a wonderful day, Dino and Warren, and hopefully you back plenty of winners. And Quinny, what's your best?
Best bet, race 1, number 1, Philosopher. Race 8, number 9, Yonsei. They're the two best on the program for mine. Best value, race 7, number 1, Over the Sky. And a quaddy, this would be $90 for 100% or $9 for 10%. The good thing about the flexi betting. First leg, 1, 2, 4, 5, and 10. Second leg, 4 and 5. Third leg, this is the load-up leg, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12. And then we come home with number 9.
So your numbers once again in the third leg, Quinny?
1, 2.
Yes.
4, 5, 6.
Yes.
7, 8.
Yes.
10, 12.
So basically the field.
If we miss the third leg, I'll be a little flat.
Good on you, Quinny. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Gareth.
And that is the Melbourne Form panel for you, looking at the call for your meeting on Australia Day on this Wednesday, the 26th of January. It's just ticked over to 9:01. So let's head to the newsroom. Here's Johnny Bowden.